Sukkah. Yeah. Really daf tes, but more of it, there's going to be a chiddush halacha l'maisa, but yeah. Okay, just tell me when I can start. It's always a chizuk seeing a Beis Medrash with people learning right after Yom Kippur. Is this takes the message of Yom Kippur to home. Many people don't realize Yom Kippur is not just a day of Mechilas Avonos. Yom Kippur is a day when Klal Yisrael was re-mekabel the Torah. The Luch HaShnia is the Torah came to us on Yom Kippur. Is what better chizuk is it? What better schus is it that right after Yom Kippur there's people in Beis Medrash sitting and learning? Just a little bit of a chiddush in Inyone Sukkah, which I hope will get to something that's really lemaisa, and it could even be it's ma'akev us doing the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. So I just want to share it with the Olam. We know the Gemara in Sukkah Daftes tells us Sukkah that's gozul, a Sukkah that's stolen, is posel. Why? There's a limud, it says Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'cho. Sukkah has to be yours. You need to be your Sukkah. If it's not your Sukkah, you're not Yotze. Now the Gemara says, wait one second, the Gemara says later, that means you can't go to Yishver for Sukkahs, you can't go to your neighbor for Sukkahs. We know you could go to your neighbor, you could do what's called Sukkah She'ula, is not a problem. Is the Gemara says as follows: we have a riboy kol ezach b'Yisrael yeshiv b'sukkos, that all of Klal Yisrael can sit in a sukkah and it's no problem. Kol Yisrael could sit in the same sukkah even though it's not theirs. You could sit in a borrowed sukkah. You could sit in your shver sukkah. You could sit in your parents' sukkah. But in your in a sukkah that's gozul, over there, that the Torah is mamayit. It says, Sukkah tasa l'cho. L'cho is coming to be mamayit gozul. Frek Tosfos, the obvious kasha. Why do I need a miut from the Torah to say an extra word l'cho to be mamayit that you can't go ahead and steal someone's sukkah and put it down in your reshus and sit in sukkah? Anyways, you can't go ahead and be yotze mitzvahs in a sukkah hagzula, because there's a problem called mitzvah habah ba'aveira. We all know if there's an aveira, you can't be yotze your mitzvah ba'aveira. Mitzvah habah ba'aveira is posel. Is Tosfos in Naftes tells us mitzvah habah ba'aveira is only a psul derabanan. Chiddush of Tosfos Sukkah Daftes, which means Midai Raisa, there's no problem mitzvah bo ba'aveira. The whole problem of mitzvah bo ba'aveira is derabonon. Okay, if Tosfos says so, Tosfos says so. The problem with this is, everyone knows, we have Tosfos and Sukkah Daf Lamed and Tosfos and Baba Kama Daf Samach Zayin, and Kemat all the Rishonim that all say Mitzvah Bo Ba'aveira is a Psul Dai Raisa. We learn it out, it says Piseach Psul, we have a Limud that a Sukkah that anything that's Ba'aveira is Psul. We have a Psul Dai Raisa. As if so, we have to understand back. If we learn that it's like the pashtus, that mitzvah habo ba'aveira is taka posel d'iraisa, so then we have to work out, so what exactly do we need two limudim? What do I need? One limud that sukkah's posel mikayach l'cho, when I have another limud anyways of mitzvah habo ba'aveira. Why do I need two limudim? So I want to share a few ideas. The first idea comes from the Minchas Chinuch, and this is something that's kedai to know. The Minchas Chinuch says that there are a lot of different types of mitzvahs that we have in the Torah. Sukkot is coming up. There's a mitzvah to take a lulav. The Torah says, you have a chiyuv, come Sukkot, you have to take a lulav. A person's an oinus. A person's tired. A person falls asleep. You might have the best excuse in the world, but you are not mekayim the mitzvah. And over there we understand if you go ahead and take a lulav b'gzeila, it's a psul, mitzvah b'aveira. Torah says l'chot, you might show. Fine. No, you say about it. Yes, no. Is there a problem? It's not a problem. Zokta minchas chinuch, there's a different type of mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Well, let's just make it easier first. There's a mitzvah of tzitzis. Even though I hope everyone over here is wearing tzitzis. But if someone is not wearing tzitzis, and he's not wearing a beged of four corners, he is doing absolutely nothing wrong. He's not going to go to Gehenna. He's not going to get schar that he's doing a mitzvah, but he's not doing anything wrong. If a person does not take a lulav on sukkahs, he's doing something wrong. If a person does not wear tzitzis, and he's not wearing a beged of four corners, he is not doing anything wrong. Zokte minchas chinuch. What about mitzvah sukkah? How's mitzvah sukkah? How do we look at mitzvah sukkah? Zokte minchas chinuch. Mitzvah sukkah has two aspects to it. The first night sukkah, you have a chiyuv to go ahead and eat a kzayis. That kzayis, if you don't eat, you're over a mitzvah saseh. Zokta minchas chinuch, but after you already had that kzayis, let's go the second day, the third day, middle of Chol HaMoed. Someone decides Chol HaMoed, he's going to spend the whole day Chol HaMoed and Beis Medrash over here sitting and learning. Mamish from 9 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock at night. Is he over anything? Zokta minchas chinuch, he's not over anything. It's debatable, but this is what the Minchas Chinuch says. What the Torah says, that you should eat in a sukkah. What the Gemara says, you should eat in a sukkah. What the Gemara means, the way the Minchas Chinuch says, is that if you want to eat a meal, then eat the meal in the sukkah. But if you don't want to eat a meal, you want to drink a little bit, you'll nash a little bit, but you're not being kaveya suda. If you're not being kaveya suda, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. But if you are being kaveya suda, there's an iser in eating outside the sukkah. The Torah says, if you want to eat a suda, eat it in the sukkah. If, the same way by tzitzis, if you want to wear a beged of four corners, make sure to put tzitzis on it. If you don't want to wear a beged of four corners, no problem. If you don't want to go ahead and eat a meal, you don't have to be in the sukkah. Zokta minchas chinuch is therefore we can understand that this is going to be the difference if the psul of sukkah is mikoyach locha or the psul of sukkah is mikoyach mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Zokta minchas chinuch as follows. If the problem is mitzvah bo ba'aveira, in mitzvah bo ba'aveira, I'm doing the mitzvah of being in the sukkah, of eating in the sukkah, it doesn't work, it doesn't count, because Hashem says, this is not the way I want you to do a mitzvah. So you're doing a maisa of eating in the sukkah, but it's not oile lerotzin for you, because Hashem says, this isn't the way you do things. You go ahead and you steal someone's sukkah, and that's the sukkah you're going to sit in? That's not the way to do things. So what's really the problem? The problem is it won't register in your bank account. You did mitzvah sukkah. This is not oile lerotzoin. Zokta minchas chinuch. So let's think one second. The first night, you're right. You have to do mitzvah sukkah. You're not doing mitzvah sukkah. The rest of sukkahs, it's not that you have to go eat in a sukkah. You're not allowed to eat a meal outside the sukkah. Could someone say when it's a mitzvah bo ba'aveira that I ate outside the sukkah? I ate in a sukkah. Beautiful sukkah. Four walls, nice chach. You're right, it happens to be the way I got it is I went down to my neighbor's backyard and I had my crane pick up the sukkah and plug it in by me. But the maisa, no one could say I'm not eating in the sukkah. Is therefore zokte minchas chinuch. Halocha la maisa. There's a nafkamina between the psul of mitzvah habo ba'aveira and the psul of sukkas tasa lechol lemute gzula. Mitzvah habo ba'aveira is a problem, But mikoyach that problem, it's not going to be anything wrong on the second, third, fourth, the whole rest of Sukkot. Because the person is eating the sukkah. You can't say he's not eating the sukkah. It's only a problem in the first night where it has to register. You have to be eating in the sukkah. You have to do a mitzvah that registers in Olam Haba. You're getting in your bank account in Olam Haba. I ate my first because I is in the sukkah. That over there we say mitzvah baba there is a problem. If so, zaktam in cheschinach very kishmak. We answered up Tosis's kasha. Legabe, the psula of mitzvah ba'aveira, that's only a problem in the kzayis the first night. Legabe, why we need a limud of sukkahs tasalecha? We need that for the rest of sukkahs. Where the rest of sukkahs, there's no chiyuv, there's no kumvaseh to go ahead and eat in the sukkah. There's what's called b'shev al tasa. Don't eat outside the sukkah. And as long as I'm not eating outside the sukkah, there's no problem. Yesoid of the Minchas Chinuch. Rav Osher Arieli always says over a similar type of idea from his father. It happens to be there are a lot of other people that say it also, which is, what's the halach if someone goes ahead before Yom Kippur and steals schach? He steals the schach, and now he puts it on top of his sukkah. Yom Kippur's coming, and here's a good musa shmuz. As he decides, that's all, I'm doing tshuva. How do you do tshuva? You go to the person you stole it from, and you buy it back. So you go to the person that you stole the schach from, you say, Reb Yid, you know, I stole schach. Okay, how much do you want? 200, 300, whatever money, I'll pay. You pay the money for the schach. As the chayra, now it's no longer gazel. There's no problem. Is this a problem in sukkah? Zakt rebosher kana davatolei. If the problem of schach gazel is mitzvah haba b'aveira, it's no longer an aveira. There's no aveira. I was mesakan the aveira. But if it's schach posul be'etzem, then there's another idea you should have by sukkah, which is, let's say someone goes ahead and puts schach that's attached to the ground. You have some vines, and you put the vines on top of your sukkah when it's still attached to the ground. And then you go ahead and you cut the vines. That's a posul sukkah. You know what's posul about it? Tase v'loy min asoy. Sukkah, you have to make a kosher sukkah. If when you're making the sukkah, it's not kosher, and it's only coming out after good, that's a psul. Tasa v'loy mina osoy. Therefore, zot reboshe kana davatoli. If you make a sukkah with schach gozel, if the psul is mitzvah boba aveira, then I fixed the aveira by paying the guy back money. I consider my sukkah. Now that it's psul mikoyach lacha, over there, that already is a psul be'etzem. A psul be'etzem is tasa v'loy mina osoy. You can't do. This is the discussion. Now I want to get to, it's not such a simple idea. The way the Minchas Chinuch is going, and other Achrayim go, all seems like, by mitzvah habo ba'aveira, what that means is, I'm doing a mitzvah, it's a ma'isa mitzvah, but I also have an aveira, and therefore Hashem does not like this mitzvah. On that, everyone says, be'etzem, it's not a problem. Why isn't it a problem? I'm doing the mitzvah. I'm sitting in the sukkah. You want to know, is it going to be Eila L'Rotzin? No, it's not going to be Eila L'Rotzin. You want to know, is it a problem of Tassav L'Nasi? No, it's not a problem of Tassav L'Nasi. Why? Because be'etzem, it's a sukkah. Reb Shimon Shkop says, and he builds a little bit of an interesting, he has an interesting kasha, a shas kasha. There's a concept all over Shas called Asei Doicha Loisasei, which means if you have a mitzvah to go ahead and do something, and you have against this Isser, let's take Klayim. You have a mitzvah Asei of Tzitzis, you have an Isser of Klayim. You want to know when you get both of them together, can you put on Tzitzis? Asei Doicha Loisasei, you can put on Tzitzis. So why is there ever a problem of mitzvah bo ba'aveira? Let's take it. Someone is the first day Sukkos. He doesn't have a loaf of an esrog. He sees his friend has a lulav and esrog. So why can't he go ahead and steal the lulav and esrog from his friend in order to be yitzah? I say, dechaleis, I say. Why can't he do that? Why can't you do that? Why can't you? What's wrong? I say, you have an assay of shaking love and esrog. You're holding the love. I need it. Grab it away. I say, the chalais assay. What's the problem? What's the problem? Is what? So you're getting now to an understanding, which we're going to explain right now. Mamash, what you just said. This is Reb Shimon Shkop brings down this kash. Zot Reb Shimon Shkop. The real teretz is, sorry?
I have a question. What if somebody steals schach, and before he puts the schach on the sukkah and he pays, would it be a...
No, then that would be good. You're right. If before he puts on the schach, he pays, is then you're making a good, that's perfect. Everyone would be good. That's not the question. The question is, you already made the sukkah, possible b'gzeila, now you got to fix it up. Is let's get back to this question. The truth is there are different terutzim. You know, this you have to get into exactly the lomdas of Asay Dechaleis, Asay Ramban, Reb Nissim Gai. Let's go a very, very basic what Reb Shimon Shkop says. Reb Shimon Shkop says, do you think Hashem wants you to steal a luv and esrig to be yitzah your mitzvah's luv and esrig? It's not what Hashem wants you to do. There's no way Hashem wants you to steal a luv and esrig to be yitzah. In other words, Dr. Shimon Shkop, that when you go ahead and you want to know, is there a mitzvah in me stealing someone's lulav and using that lulav? There is absolutely no mitzvah. And Reb Shimon Shkop says it's meduyik in the pasuk that tells us mitzvah bo b'aveira. The mekoyer of mitzvah bo b'aveira comes from a pasuk which we darshin piseach and gozel. Gozel dumya de piseach. Piseach means an animal that's crippled. An animal that's crippled, can it be used as a carbon? No. Why not? Because bats musa, it has a problem. It's a crippled animal. Gozel is the same thing. Gozel is like a crippled animal. The same way a crippled animal is something we understand that Hashem says, I don't want this. Gozel, Hashem says the same thing. He says, I don't want this. I'm not interested in such a carbon. If so, it's a psul be'etzem. When we get to sukkah, you think you're sitting in a sukkah because there's four walls and there's schach and it looks beautiful, it looks great? If it's a sukkah hagzula, it's a pasul sukkah. It's pasul be'etzem. This is not what the Torah meant when the Torah said, take a sukkah. As if so, we lose the Minchas Chinuch. What's the Minchas Chinuch saying, nafkamina, between the first night or later on? Because the first night, if it's mitzvah baba veira, is a problem, but afterwards there's no problem because you're sitting in a sukkah. That's all with the understanding that an aveira is still called a sukkah. But if we understand mitzvah baba veira, what the Torah did is the Torah was oiker the entire shame sukkah. It's not a sukkah. Is then how could you be yitzah? As we have back shver, what we do with Tosfos. Is before we get to what we do with Tosfos, I want to go into a Meiridige Inyan, and I want to get to something halacha lemaisa, which people don't know, which I think is an afkamina between these two lamdusim. Bez Hashem, Sukkot is coming up. We're all going to sit in the sukkah. When we sit in the sukkah, we have to have in mind anything or not? Do you have to have something in mind or not? What would you say? Do you have to have something in mind when you sit in the sukkah? Is the emesis, the Bach, says in Simon Tov Reish Chaf Hei, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, that you have to be mechavein when you're sitting in the sukkah. You have to be mechavein the time of mitzvah sukkah. It says in Pasuk, Basukkah seishafti es b'nei Yisrael, leman yedu doyroseichem ki basukkah seishafti es b'nei Yisrael. Zok the Mishnah Berurah halacha lemaisa from the Bach, that if someone sits in the sukkah, and they don't realize when they're sitting in the sukkah, that they're sitting in a sukkah. We'll give an example. Someone is by a Simchas Beis HaSheva. It's very, very hot. It's very hot, and he's very thirsty. And they're dancing, and they're dancing, and they're dancing. And all of a sudden, he's very thirsty. Oh, the food's there in the sukkah. He goes to the sukkah, sits down, takes himself some chvesner, some cold-cut sandwich. And he doesn't even think he's sitting in the sukkah. It could be very problematic. It could be you're not Yetzer Mitzvah Sukkah. Is the emes is, the Mishnah Berurah come out says it. And Lefi the Mishnah Berurah, it makes sense. We all know the Chiddush of the Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha says in Simen Samach by Hilchus Tzitzis, Zot the Ber Halacha Yisoid. That let's say someone's putting on tzitzis in the morning. He's very tired. He's half asleep, like many people are in the morning. And he puts on his tzitzis, and he never realized what he was doing. He never thought what he was doing. He never had kavona that he was putting on tzitzis. Zokta ber halocha simin samach, that you are not yoitza your mitzvah tzitzis. And the ber halocha says one of the big examples of a classic problem like this is many times you have a bochus called up for an aliyah. He's called up for an aliyah. He goes ahead and quickly grabs a talus and has absolutely nothing in mind. And the ber halocha says he's over now on wearing a beged of arba kamfis without tzitzis. Therefore, the Be'er Halacha says there's two ideas what you could do. Either you could be mechaven right now, I'm doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, or you could have in mind that I don't want to be kind of this, I'm just wearing it for show for the aliyah because you're supposed to put it on. But if you don't have either of those things in mind, you are over on tzitzis by putting on tzitzis. A little bit of interesting inyan. We'll get mamash what you're saying, but the poshut pshat in this is, Let's clarify this idea. Because there's a klal legabe tzitzis and sukkah mitzvahs triches kavona. Is if you have kavona that you're wearing it, good. If you have kavona, you're sitting in the sukkah, good. But if you don't have kavona, then you're not yoitza the mitzvah of tzitzis. And by sukkah also, you're not going to be yoitza the mitzvah of sukkah. Yidia. Is the emesis, this gets very scary. How many of us, a middle of Sukkot, every time we take a bite, we're home, we're schmoozing, we want to take a bite, we take a piece of cake from the kitchen, we go to the sukkah, do we stop and think, wait one second, I'm going now, I'm being mekayim mitzvah sukkah. Do we stop and have such a thought, I am going now, I'm being mekayim mitzvah sukkah? Well, maybe some of us do, a lot of us don't. Is now, let's think a second. Is there any way to justify all those people that don't have in mind when they sit in the sukkah that they're sitting in the sukkah? Is there any way to justify them? Is kana dover toli? Let's think back to what we spoke out before. We spoke out as a minchas chinuch, and there's a lot of other choshev v'talmidei chacham that learn like this, that the minchas chinuch says that when someone is sitting in a sukkah hagzula, there is no problem the rest of Yom Tov, because b'metzias, he's sitting in a sukkah. Even though it's a sukkah hagzula, it doesn't register as a kiyam, but b'metzias, he's sitting in a sukkah. Is the fida minchas chinuch, we can understand that you're right, the first night where Baruch Hashem, everyone says Kiddush, and in Kiddush you mention that the whole inyan of sitting in a sukkah is zeichel, yitzias mitzrayim, zeichel, anane akovid. So you say what you're doing, as therefore there's no problem. But the rest of sukkahs, you don't need to say. You know why you don't need to say? Because as long as you are not sitting outside of the sukkah, there's no problem. You're not sitting outside the sukkah. I'm in a sukkah. Four walls, schach, three walls, schach, two walls, tefach, schach. Doesn't make a difference. I am considered sitting in a sukkah. But if you learn up the other way, then things start getting a little bit not so simple. If you learn up that a sukkah, that I'm not yitzah mitzvah sukkah, is not a sukkah, then things already start getting not so simple. So, like we said, if you learn up that as long as I'm sitting in a sukkah, even if the mitzvah doesn't register for me, lemaisa for the rest of sukkahs, that's enough, is everything's great. But if you don't learn like that, then we talk, I have a problem. Eitzah hayu'utzah, what we'll tell everyone is, so make sure to have in mind. Make sure to have in mind when you sit in the sukkah, every time you're eating, at least achilas kva, that you're sitting in the sukkah, zeichav anamei akavid, ki besukkah seishavti es bnei Yisrael. And this way you avoid the problem. But if you don't do it like that, then you really got to worry about a problem of mitzvah sukkah. Unless someone will come and be mechalek between a mitzvah bo ba'aveira and mitzvah striches kavana. Which means, maybe someone could say, mitzvah striches kavana, when I'm not having kavana, it's still a sukkah. It might not be registered for me that I'm yoytzer my mitzvah sukkah, but it still has a sukkah. Masha enkein, mitzvah habo ba'aveira, then the Torah turns it into a chefzah da'aveira. Al koponim, that's a little bit of the cheshbon for that. Just lemay.
As far as truth is, because how you talking, I could go into someone else's sukkah and have the sukkah she'uvah, that zikr of sukkah. But for me, so,
so they bring this down. They bring this down. There happens to be there's a sefer Zichron and Shmuel from Shmuel Rozovsky that he brings this word down. B'shem either a Baruch Ber or Chaim. I can't remember right now who Zichron and Shmuel. I believe it's Simon Chafei, whatever it is. The Dish Mishnah Berurah brings it down also as one of the rayas. Lamaisa, they bring it down. I don't understand it, because what's taka so bad of saying for this person it is a good, for that person it's no good? Even in a cheftz of the mitzvah, there has to be one general shame sukkah for everyone. Is it so hard to understand for Reuven this is a sukkah, for Shimon it's not a sukkah? I have a moshul to this. I don't know if it's a good moshul, but for a kohen to use an esrog of truma, for a kohen there's no problem, for everyone else there's a problem. The answer is yeah, because you're a kohen, for you it's good, for everyone else it's no good. The achrayim do bring this raya down. I don't know how much of a raya it is. I mean, they want to bring this down as a raya, I mean, chaschinach's word, that it has to be, it's not a problem, bechefza, because otherwise, how can it be for this person, yeah, and that person, no. Lemaisa, as pshat in how to answer this up for lemaisa, the big stira, what do I need the posuk of lecha, tepekle, anyways, mekeach mitzvah bo ba'aveira? A fascinating idea, the Ritva and Sukkah Daftes. The Ritva and Sukkah Daftes says that the Havamina would be there is no psul mitzvah bo ba'aveira by Sukkah, because Sukkah is not something that's bo l'ratzis. By something that's supposed to accomplish Ritzoy, it's supposed to accomplish what's called Kivas Hashem, or saving me from Ruches Roy, it's like a Korban, or like Luv and Esri, or other things. So bo ba'aveira can't accomplish that Ritzoy. But by Sukkah, which is not supposed to accomplish any Ritzoy, then there's no problem with Boba Aveira. You can't learn out, because by Korban, it's a problem, is a riot that for Sukkah it's going to be a problem. Zokter Ritva, Kamash Malon, the Lecha, by Sukkah to tell us that even if it's not Bole Ratzoy, there is still a problem of Mitzvah Boba Aveira. Is the Ritva's clear? Aliba de MS, the problem is mitzvah bo ba'aveira. I need the Riba HaTorah to expand the groundwork of mitzvah bo ba'aveira. And the smach, that this is what Tosfos means, is Tosfos Baba Kama Samach Zayin. Tosfos Baba Kama Samach Zayin says that the problem of Sukkah Gzula is because of the Lecha. Rabbi Kivega asks, it should be a problem mitzvah bo ba'aveira. And the best teretz would be that lecha is a giloy on mitzvah bo ba'aveira. That would make everything smooth and keeps things nice. And does everyone have a watch of it just to know what time?
12:46.
Somebody just keep back, you might just pass me to go to, by 1 o'clock. I want to make sure to end. One more interesting inyan along these lines is as follows. We know that you can have up to 4 tfachim schach posel in the sukkah. Yidiyah. That's why we're not worried about someone has a telephone wire going through the sukkah or other thing, because you can have up to 4 tfachim schach posel, and you say 4 tfachim is already a problem. Less than 4 tfachim is not a problem. What's the halacha if you have 2 tfachim schach posel and 2 tfachim of avir? That's also not a problem. Why?
2 is the area or the line?
So really, you have, it's going to be a little bit of a problem, but the best way is you always have to chesh in both dimensions, but let's go across the length. Let's imagine this is the roof. So you can have, let's say, this wire over here. This wire over here does not passel because it's less than a tefach. You can have a lot more than this wire. You can have a lot, yeah, you can have a lot of space. Now, let's say you have 2 tefachim schach passel and 2 tefachim avir. ear, schach posel and ear right next to each other, that also doesn't pass. Ear, you need to have three tfachim. Schach posel, you need to have four tfachim. If I have less than two tfachim, we have two tfachim schach posel, two tfachim avir, no problem. There's nothing wrong with that. Zokter Baruch Ber, what would be the halacha if I have two tfachim schach posel and two tfachim schach gozel? Two tfachim schach posel, I have two tfachim, let's say, metal rods, and then I have another two tfachim of schach gozel. Is that a problem or not? What would the Ilm over here say? Zokter Baruch Ber, this would be a nafkamina, what the psul of gozel is. If the problem of gozel is that it's schach posel be'etzem, so who cares, I have metal and this, all the schach posel is mitzdarif together, so there'll be a problem. I have four tfachim schach posel, two because it's metal and two because it's gozel. But if the whole psul is just mitzvah bo b'aveira, then mitzvah bo b'aveira is only if I needed to come on to this aveira. Since we said before, if I have two tfachim of schach posel and two tfachim of ear, there's no problem. So the fact that I stole these two tfachim and put them in my sukkah is also not a problem, because my sukkah did not need it. If my sukkah doesn't need it, this is not nechshev a problem. Is l'maisa, as this will be tully. If you learn like the Minchas Chinuch, so then Einachanami, the chelik of the Tutfachim is taken out of problem, because it's only mitzvah bo b'aveira, wouldn't be a problem. The Maisa that we're saying the mitzvah bo b'aveira is a problem because it's posel b'cheftza, is then l'chev, you should be mitzvah the two things together. This is klape dinim psul mitzvah bo b'aveira. The Maisa, what we're coming out l'halocha is that even though there would be this maila, mitzvah striches kavona of being able to sit in the sukkah without having any kavona, and you're still sitting in a sukkah, l'mais, it's not so simple. The Mishnah Berurah tells us you should think before you sit in a sukkah, and therefore you should at least make sure that's what you do. Yes? So this depends on how it goes. If it cuts you across from the walls and you don't have walls, it passes the whole sukkah. If it doesn't cut you across from the walls and it's only that area that's puzzled, and you have a walls from the rest of the sukkah. This is, you have to know exactly how your sukkah is set up.
Does the chayotim with this whole thing of tzias work for the sukkah as well? Like you said, shema and everything
else? Yeah. Said, it could be.
Three tfachim of schach gozel. Would that pass out three tfachim avir?
That's a good question. Meaning, as mitzvah b'aveira, the enochanami with takapasal, the takapasal mitzvah b'aveira. L'maisa, we said, there's also the lachav. But yeah, you're right. Just a short, maybe drop of his iris, the chlal on the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, and the connection between Yom Kippur and sukkahs. We know on Yom Kippur there's a din not to wear shoes. One of the inuyim is a person is not supposed to wear shoes. Why? It's one of the pains, one of the chameshes inuyim we have. Limud, don't wear shoes. There's a myridiga vort from the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi says there's something much deeper than just the inuy of not wearing shoes. We know the Torah says by Moshe and the snare, shal nalecho me'al raglecho. Take off your shoes from your feet. Ki hamokim, because the ground that you're on top of is Admas Kodesh. Admas Kodesh, you're not supposed to have shoes. You're supposed to take off your shoes, because we don't want a hefsek between you and the ground. The Beis HaMikdash, the Har HaBayis, when Klal Yisrael would be zoyche to go on the Har HaBayis, they would take off their shoes. Why? Because on holy ground, on holy soil, you don't go with shoes. The Kedushas Levi says, comes Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we are elevated. When we're elevated, it's not just us that are elevated. The ground around us, wherever we walk, is elevated. Ki amokim asher tidrich rakdecha, it's all admas kodesh. And therefore, sh'al nalecha me'al raglecha. Take off your shoes, because you have to realize the ground around you is Kodesh. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we're on a high. And what many times happens after Yom Kippur, we go from this ruchnigsdiga high, davening the whole day, not eating, where we're be'etzem kaddish, and then we get back into the mundane world. We get back into the regular gashmiyasdiga world. And we can understand, comes Sukkos, and Sukkos says not like this. What Sukkos is you elevated yourself so much. You raised the ground above you. Now take that Kedusha and make something out of it. Make a Sukkah. What's the Sukkah? Sukkah is what's called a place of Tzila Be'Memnusa, a place where you're showing my house is also a house of Hashem. Even though I'm not praving Yom Kippur, I'm eating, I'm drinking, but that's all Hashem. It's all about the Bayir Elam. Kedusha is everywhere. And the emes is, this is the idea that we have to take into our lives. The merge between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, which ends with Simchas Torah, which is, of course we have challenges. Of course we have moments where we feel we're caught up in this gashmiyasdiga world, and we want to get higher, we want to be elevated, and we don't understand why do we have to have these struggles. But Sukkos is about realizing the Bayir Elam does everything. The Bayir Elam runs everything. And we might not understand what he's doing and why he's doing, but he's doing it for our teva. He's protecting us. Rav Meilech Biederman said over a story that there was a person that became an accountant. He had a close friend that was looking for a job. And the close friend said, maybe go to your boss and then put in a good word for me. And he said, no, the boss, we have a lot of people. And the person was begging him and begging him and begging him, please put a good word, please put a good word. Finally he says, okay. He goes to the boss and says, you know, I have a friend. The boss says, please love me up. I have so many people that want jobs. He says, no, this guy is really good. His mom is something special. And the boss says, fine, okay. Goes in for the interview. The boss is impressed. The boss hires him. He's hired for the job. The Maisa, he's a good worker. The boss is impressed with him. And before you know it, the boss hires this person as the supervisor of the division. As now he's the supervisor, and the person that got him in, we'll call him Yankel. Yankel is the lowly worker. But Yankel feels, okay, I have an in with the supervisor, but it doesn't go like that. Yankel's schmoozing a little bit by lunch, the lunch break. The supervisor tells him, you know, Yankel, you got to get going. And this Yankel feels like telling him, you know, I got you your whole job. Where's that curse of toiv? I put you in there. I got you the job. I got you the job. This is what you're doing. You should really be paying me money because I got you this whole job. Without me, you'd be still sitting unemployed. He controls himself. He's quiet. And the supervisor's mamish on his case. He's picking on him for this and picking on him for that. It's funny. Yankel says, he goes to his rav, tells his rav, I don't know what to do. You know, I got this guy the job. He's not thanking me. He's not giving me money. Nothing. No akarsa toiv. I really want to leave. As the Rav says, La locha, you know, there's no reason why you have to stay. But Hashkofa, I don't think it's good you should leave. Stay there. Don't worry. Be soivel. Swallow. The person's really, really suffering. It's not easy for him. Lamaisa, fast forward six years, this guy Yankel had a son. And Yankel's son in Eretz Yisrael, Tap Bocher, mamash amazing. And this person that became supervisor had a daughter. Very special girl, all the milas. Shatchan comes one day to Yankel and says, you know, your supervisor, he really wants your son for his daughter. Yankel says, you know, my son's a very choshev boy. I'm not going to let him go out with anyone. And the Shatchan says, yeah, but you know, the supervisor is promising a fully paid apartment for whoever marries his daughter. Is this Yankel sat down and made a cheshbon. The apartment, all the money that he always felt the supervisor's getting and this and that, he's making extra money. All that money in the end just benefited Yankel, because now he didn't have to spend that money for his son's apartment. It was all covered. The girl's side paid for everything, which doesn't always happen. is what looks like someone is taking advantage. You're losing, you're losing. You're not losing. The Bnei Eilam runs the world. Yom Kippur, we're naturally above this. In the Yitzras of Yom Kippur, we say, it's Yomim Asher Ein Bahem Sinna V'Kinna. We have no sinna, we have no kinna. Because when we're in the Ruchnius Digger world, we're not upset at people, we're not jealous of people. This, that, all the small things don't make a difference. We're doing tshuva, we're flying high. But as we leave Yom Kippur, we get down into the physical world. Things aren't so simple. This guy cut you off. This guy, mom has grabbed the eswag you and mom is looking at. There's so many things that get people upset. Your mother's asking you to do this. You have to help out this at the home. You have to do this. Your wife wants that. There's so many things where you can lose. That school of Yom Kippur, the Yemei Sinna and Yemei Kinna, which left you, can all of a sudden come back. What we have to do is take Yom Kippur with us. Shal na lecha me'al raglecha. Realizing we can be mekadesh the gashmius. It's not just Yom Kippur. It's after Yom Kippur we can keep the hashpois. And that's what we have to do. And one thing I think for sure, whoever's here in this mokum kodesh, where the Torah is permeating after the regular schedule of yeshivas, what you're showing is by you, ruchnius is king. This is your life. This is who you are. This is what you're about. It's always Admas Kodesh. Whether it's during this man, whether it's Bein Azmanim. If we keep the Torah as our focus, it always stays Admas Kodesh. Hashem should shower everyone with brachas. The schus should stand by them. Shol bizeich to a good year. Shkoyach.